Chapter 2. Emergency. At 7 that evening, Isabel Suarez and her children were finishing dinner. "What are you doing this evening, Luisa?" Isabel asked her daughter. "Maria, Eva, and I are planning a party for Eva's sister," said Luisa. "It's a surprise party for Linda. We've made a list of people to invite. I'm going to write the invitations tonight." "Why can't Eva send the invitations?" asked Luisa's brother, Miguel. "It's supposed to be a surprise party. If Linda sees Eva writing the invitations, she'll find out about the party, then it won't be a surprise anymore," explained Luisa. "I suppose you'll want to do the dishes tonight, won't you, Miguel?" asked Isabel. "Mama, there's an important soccer match on television tonight. I can't miss it," protested Miguel.
"I'm only teasing, Miguel," said Isabel affectionately. "I know you want to lounge around and watch the game. I'll do the dishes tonight. Then you can update Papa on the progress of the match when he gets home from work."
"Thanks, Mama," grinned Miguel. Then he offered, "I'll clear the table, and I'll rinse the dishes for you."
Luisa piped up,
"I'll do the dishes, Mama. Then you can finish Tia Gracia's birthday present."
Isabel looked proudly at her children. She felt fortunate to have such considerate children, but they were growing up so fast.
"Thank you, children," smiled Isabel. She left the table to get her knitting. As she worked on her favorite aunt's sweater, Isabel felt contented. She'd been so worried earlier when the ash was falling. She had turned on the radio to hear what was happening. The mayor had explained that the ash was from a minor volcanic eruption. There was no need for alarm. Officials were keeping an eye on things. Even so, Isabel hadn't felt relieved until the soot had stopped falling. Suddenly, the telephone rang and interrupted her thoughts. She picked up the phone. "Hello," she said politely.